Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis and others appeared recently at the Value Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. All of these individuals had the same thing in common, their faith and their belief in marriage as the union of one man and one woman. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Recently, Kim Davis, Matt, you and I were there at the Value Voters Summit. She was awarded by Tony Perkins, the head of Family Research Council, what is called the Cost of Discipleship Award, standing for her faith on natural marriage. And she was overwhelmed by the support and the longstanding applause and support that she received from the people when that award was announced and she came out on stage to receive it. But she wasn't the only one in the Value Voters Summit that had a similar story. All of these others had the same thing in common. They are Christians, and they believe in marriage as the union of one man and one woman. And they've been targeted for their particular jobs or their businesses, and many of these are still ongoing.
Yeah, man, you know, we live under a constitutional Republican representative form of government, and the folks that were on the stage that David and Jason Benham honored, in addition to Kim Davis, are representative of tens of millions of Christians in the United States who happen to believe and agree with God and His natural law that marriage is as it's always been, between one man and one woman. And those folks on that stage represent a microcosm. You know, they're just some of the faces that are a little more high profile, but they represent untold thousands of people, you know, hundreds of people at least, that are being targeted and persecuted that we don't even hear about in their place of employment and elsewhere, in schools and elsewhere, for their simple belief that marriage is what marriage is, the union of a man and a woman. And so it was nice to see the Benham brothers, two great guys who also have been targeted for their faith, fired from their reality show at HGTV simply because they're pro-life and pro-family. And so, but they said, look, we're not victims, but they lifted up all of these other folks, and they were rightly, I think, honored at this event.
Yeah, they were. And, of course, as you mentioned, they both have been targeted, the Benham brothers, and they were fired from their show for hosting the HGTV, the reality TV show that was going to be called Flip It Forward. They were actually in the middle of filming when this happened, and they were terminated because of their belief in abortion, that life begins at conception, they're pro-life, and because of marriage. They believe in marriage as a union of one man and one woman. So they welcomed to the stage, they had a presentation, and they brought on stage Kelvin Cochran. He is the fire chief in Atlanta, Georgia, who was terminated. Why? Because the year prior to his termination, he had a book, and in the book, there's a short section about homosexuality, that it is contrary to the scripture. And because of that, the mayor there in Atlanta fired him as the fire chief. You also have Betty and Richard Odgard. They're the Mennonite owners of a wedding chapel in Iowa. They were targeted for having same-sex weddings there. They refused to do so. And they ended up selling their wedding chapel to a church, and so they got out of the wedding business, and now a church has that wedding chapel. Baronelli Stutzman, which is the owner of Arlene's Flowers in Washington State. We've heard about her story. Aaron and Melissa Klein are the owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Oregon, and they are targeted. They have a $135,000 fine that's up on appeal. And then finally, the Air Force Senior Master Sergeant Philip Monk, who was fired because his supervisor terminated him, demoted him, and got him out of the military. And now I think it's all been recently taken care of, but he was forced to resign and leave the military because of his belief in marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Yeah, there are a few common denominators here, the first being, as we've mentioned, the shared belief here, shared by billions of people across the world, the vast majority of people across the world, that marriage is what it's always been between a man and a woman. Secondly, at least here in the United States, there's a common denominator here, and that is that all of these individuals are not only being persecuted for their Christian faith, but their First Amendment freedoms, freedom of religious expression, are being overtly violated by government entities. And so these cases are working their way through the courts and through various human rights tribunals and so forth, Matt. But the reality is that they are being targeted for their viewpoint. And as we have long warned, the existence of, so you know, this redefinition of marriage, of so-called same-sex marriage, and the free exercise of religion cannot coexist in harmony. And guess what? The First Amendment and the free exercise of religion trumps any newfangled novel notion of this idea that two men or two women can marry each other.
Well, you certainly would think so, because it's an enumerated right within the Constitution. It is the first freedom. That's the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And it's been something that was the very founding of America. That's why people came from Europe here for religious freedom, because they didn't have the same religious freedom in their motherland, and they came here to establish religious freedom. And then when all the different colonies, later states, adopted their own state constitutions, each state constitution also reiterates the free exercise of religion on the state constitutional level. And in Kentucky, for example, you also have, like you do in many other states, specific statutes called Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, and there's a federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act for the federal intervention over someone's faith. And so there's a long-standing tradition and history in our law and in our constitutions, state and federal, to protect a person's religious conviction. In fact, you know, I was on the airplane going from New York to Washington, D.C., and a lady in front of me learned that we represent Kim Davis. She turned around and she said, well, she ought to just simply resign. And I said, well, she's just seeking an accommodation. And we went back and forth. And finally, I said, you know, if a Jew, for example, wanted to have off on Saturday because it's Shabbat, then would you not try to accommodate that person to have off? And once she realized that what Kim Davis was seeking is an accommodation for her faith, she ultimately agreed with me. You know, the fact of the matter is, these individuals, whether it's Kim Davis, the fire chief in Atlanta, the Mennonite chapel owners, the Arlene's Flowers in Washington, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, the Sergeant Philip Monk, Master Sergeant Philip Monk, they didn't go out looking for a fight. They're just living their everyday lives in faith. And then they're being forced to affirm something that goes directly against their Christian faith and values. And if they don't, then they're being targeted by being forced out of a job, being fined, or being demoted. And that's just not the kind of America most people want in this country.
That's right, man. And we need to be clear here. You know, we've had some people, even Christian folks that agree with us that marriage is between a man and a woman, criticize us for saying that at the very least we need an accommodation. We're not capitulating and acquiescing to the redefinition of marriage, nor the Supreme Court decision. It was illegitimate. It's absurd. It's ridiculous to try to attempt to redefine the institution of marriage. However, that doesn't mean that you don't proceed with at least trying to make sure that people hold on to their jobs and don't get thrown in jail for crying out loud, and that they at least are able to get an accommodation where even under this illegitimate Supreme Court opinion and it being applied, frankly, unconstitutionally across the country, that at least they're not terminated from their jobs for exercising their religious beliefs. So it's not an either-or, it's a both strategy.
Exactly, and I think all people would agree, or at least most people would, reasonable people would, that you shouldn't have to go to jail. You shouldn't have to choose jail or your faith and your job. Kim Davis, for example, is an elected clerk. She feels God put her in that position. She shouldn't have to resign in order to protect her faith. Her faith should be able to be protected in her position. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for Kim Davis and her husband, Joe. They are continuing this case. Many of these others are still involved in these situations that I mentioned before that appeared at Value Voter Summit. But Kim Davis, certainly her case is still going on. Liberty Counsel represents Kim Davis. She has been a real inspiration to all of us who have gotten a chance to know her. She is a genuinely humble individual who just loves Jesus, just really loves Jesus. And all she wants to do is live her life and not be disobedient to her Lord. She's not looking for a spotlight. This is not her comfort zone. But her comfort zone is in following her Lord Jesus Christ, who transformed her. And in that following, she will stand strong. So continue to pray for Kim Davis and the Liberty Counsel team. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.